presenting The Gray Shadow, written by Rex Renitz and produced by Dorothy Crawford. Barrister James Warren is walking along a deserted street at night when gangsters' bullets blot out his life. Quickly on the job, Inspector Slade of the CIB formulates the theory that the barrister has been killed because he knows too much of the affairs of Bat Farrelly, a notorious underworld character. Warren's younger brother, Nick, is advised of the tragedy and called to police headquarters. Nick is a millionaire playboy, a lavish entertainer in his Rocky Island mansion and his city penthouse. In a stormy scene with the police commissioner, Nick demands the apprehension of his brother's murderer. And when told that the police cannot act without proof, he threatens to take the law into his own hands.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Warren.
It so happens, Commissioner, that you are not me.
Mr. Warren, now can't we talk this thing over quietly and reasonably?
We've talked it over long enough. It's about time someone started doing things.
You have my assurance that everything possible is already being done. Now, believe me, we're just as anxious as you are to see the man responsible for your brother's death behind bars.
You'd never think it.
I can quite understand your impatience. But you must try to realize our position.
All I realize is we're just sitting here wasting time. You do me just one favor, Commissioner.
What's that?
You say you're morally certain who murdered my brother. Tell me his name.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
You mean you won't?
Well, put it that way, if you prefer.
Very well. I'll find out for myself.
How?
I don't know. Yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner. I didn't know you were engaged.
But, Miss Price, what on earth are you doing here at this time of night? I thought you'd gone home hours ago.
I've been typing out this report on gaming squad activities.
But I'm in no hurry for that. I told you Thursday morning would do.
Oh, I thought you said tomorrow.
No, Miss Price. Thursday.
Gosh, and I turned down a picture date. Clark Gable, too.
Oh, Miss Price, I'm very busy right now.
Oh, don't mind me, Commissioner. After all, I am your confidential secretary.
Please, Miss Price.
Oh, you want me to go, don't you? All right, I can take a hint. Good night, Commissioner.
Good night. Now, look here, Mr. Warren. On this question of your brother's death...
What about it?
I must beg you not to do anything rash.
I'll do whatever I think necessary to bring his murderer to justice.
If you interfere in this business, you're going to walk into serious trouble. I feel it my duty to warn you that the man responsible for your brother's death is both desperate and dangerous.
Well, I'm prepared to take a risk on that, even if the police aren't. Good evening, Mr. Commissioner. I'm prepared to take a risk, even if you aren't. Then I walked right out and slammed the door.
Very properly, too, sir, if I may say so.
The only trouble, of course, is that I haven't the faintest notion who killed my brother or how to set about finding out.
Didn't the commissioner give you any hint whatsoever, sir?
None. Except to say that he was desperate and dangerous.
Well, I'm afraid that's not much help, sir. I know any amount of people to whom that description applies most aptly, including, if you will pardon my saying so, sir, a young lady named Bubbles.
Yes, perhaps you're right, Parker. Certainly, I hardly imagine Bubbles would be much of a hand with a revolver.
Oh, no, sir, no. When it comes to weapons, sir, a breach of promise writ some more in her line. Yeah, so it resolves itself into this, sir. Your first task is to discover the identity of the miscreant.
Exactly. Though how I'm going to set about it, I don't know.
And may I make a suggestion, sir?
By all means, Parker. Let's hear it.
Cherchez la femme, sir.
La femme?
Yes, sir. It's a French phrase. It means look for the dame, sir.
Really? Your erudition amazes me.
You're too kind, sir.
All the same, Parker, I hardly see how it applies.
No, but of course it does, sir, if you'll pardon me. This young lady, sir, the commissioner's confidential secretary.
Yes.
She is sure to have the information you seek, sir. And knowing your ease of manner with the fair sex, if one may call it that, sir.
You're right, Parker. If only I can get her to talk.
Oh, I'm sure you can do that, sir.
But I don't even know the girl.
That has never created an insurmountable barrier in the past, sir. I venture to suggest that the young lady is in the habit of eating, sir. If you should chance to be outside police headquarters about luncheon time tomorrow...
Parker, you're a genius. That's exactly where I'll be. What's the time, Parker?
1:05, sir.
She should be here any minute now. Yes, here she comes.
The dizzy blonde, sir?
Yes.
A pushover for a gentleman of your technique, sir?
I hope so. See you later, Parker. I'm terribly sorry. Let me pick up your handbag.
Thank you.
There you are. It'll even fly open. I say, haven't we met before?
Can't you develop a more original line than that?
No, really, I mean it. I remember last night.
I wasn't anywhere last night.
The police commissioner's office. Miss... Don't tell me. It's on the tip of my tongue. I've got it. Miss Price.
That's right. I remember you too now.
It's a small world, isn't it? Fancy bumping into you again so soon.
Bumping is the word.
Tell me, Miss Price, if it's not an official secret, have they arrested anyone over my brother's murder yet?
Your brother?
Yes. Surely you must know who I am, don't you?
How many guesses do I get?
Look closely, you should need only one.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me. You're the crazy playboy... I mean, you're Nick Warren, aren't you? I've seen your pictures in the papers.
That's right. Isn't it extraordinary us meeting like this, quite by chance, and finding we know each other? Well, almost know each other anyway. Look here, meeting anyone for lunch?
Only my girlfriend, Emily.
Would she mind if you stood her up just this once?
Oh, Emily never minds anything, much.
Then how about lunching with me? I know a cafe not far from here.
Oh, I shouldn't, really.
No, but you will, won't you?
Well, all right.
More coffee?
Let me pour. Men are always so clumsy with a coffee pot.
How well you know us.
There.
Yeah, thank you.
It's getting late, Mr. Warren.
Oh, nonsense. It's only 1:50.
Well, that's all right for you, but I've got to have my nose back on the grindstone at 2:00 sharp. So if you want to pump me, you'd better hurry.
Pump you?
About your brother.
What about him?
Well, you want to know what the police are doing about him, don't you? That's why you brought me to lunch, isn't it?
Miss Price, you do me an injustice.
Do I?
Oh, I'm not very bright, I know. Just rush around madly in cars and planes and things and throw silly parties for mobs of silly people, but not quite as stupid as all that.
As all what?
Thinking I could get a girl like you to talk out of turn. Why, you're smart. You're clever. Well, you must be to hold down the job you do. Imagine me matching with you. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Besides, there's nothing I want to know.
There's not?
You forget I had a long session last night with the chief commissioner. We obviously weren't discussing the weather.
I don't suppose you were you?
I'm quite content to leave the whole thing in the hands of the police. Of course, I realize there are some people who'd become impatient if they were in my position and demand an arrest, particularly as the police know who did the killing. But I try to be reasonable about these things. Knowing a thing and proving it are two very different propositions.
That's what the commissioner always says.
Besides, why should I interfere? There's no sense in sticking your nose into trouble if you don't have to, is there? This, what's his name? He's a pretty dangerous man, so the commissioner says.
Who?
The one who did the job. Isn't it silly? Got the name right on the tip of my tongue, too.
You mean Farrelly?
Oh, of course, Farrelly. I keep wanting to call him Toselli for some reason. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, like Mr. Bellino.
Who's he?
He keeps a tobacco stall near where I live. I always think of him as Baloney. Don't know why.
You know, I can never understand how my brother came to get tied up with a fellow like Farrelly. Of course, I realize barristers come into contact with all sorts of odd people, but surely they draw the line somewhere.
Perhaps he didn't realize Finch was one of Farrelly's stooges.
Quite. That's the exact conclusion I came to, too. Let's not talk about it anymore. You'll be thinking I'm trying to pump you after all.
Oh, that. It was silly of me, wasn't it?
Not at all. You were absolutely right to be suspicious. Anyone else would have been just the same in your position.
Gosh, look at the time. Oh, I've got to go now. Thanks for the lunch.
Not at all. Thank you. When do we repeat it?
Do you want to?
Emphatically.
Call me up sometime. You know where I work, don't you?
I believe so.
Bye.
Name, Parker, is Farrelly.
Oh, dear, sir.
You know him?
Of him, sir. Bat Farrelly. A desperate
and dangerous character.
Yes, sir.
I know.
It's true, sir. My brother-in-law was telling me, sir.
Good heavens, Parker. Don't tell me you've got a brother-in-law.
I'm afraid so, sir. A rather bad lot, really. Oh, very pleasant, I must say. But rather a mystery in some ways. He knows the most extraordinary people.
Tell me about Farrelly, Parker.
A gangster, sir. Of the worst type. Established in quite a big way, I understand, sir. Made a fortune out of the black market, I believe. Quite ruthless, sir. Will stop at nothing.
Apparently. Know anything about a man named Finch?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Do you think your brother-in-law may be able to tell me something about this Finch person?
I imagine so, sir. He appears to be on intimate terms with most of the criminals in this city.
Let's go and see him, shall we?
Oh, no, sir. Well, that would be most unwise. Let me go and see him.
Just as you think best.
If you'll pardon me asking, sir, just how does this Finch person fit into the picture?
I don't quite know, Parker. I'm inclined to believe he was one of my brother's clients and that through him my brother became involved in some way with Farrelly.
Very probably, sir.
If that's true, all I have to do is find this Finch and induce him to talk.
It may be difficult, sir.
All these fellows have their price, haven't they?
I see what you mean, sir. If you can spare me for an hour, sir, I'll see if I can locate my brother-in-law. Nothing like striking while the iron is hot.
Oh, quite. Let us see who that is before you go.
Are you home, sir?
Use your discretion.
Very good, sir.
Hello? Yes, anyone? Oh, yes. This is Mr. Warren's man speaking. Well, he may be, and he may not. It all depends. What is the gentleman's name, please? What? Hold the line, please.
What's the matter, Parker?
No, most extraordinary thing, sir.
Come on. Don't stand there goggle-eyed. Tell me all about it.
It's the reception clerk in the ground floor foyer, sir. He says there's a person asking for you, and he wants to know whether he should send him up.
What's so extraordinary about that?
The person's name, sir, is Finch.
What is Finch's purpose in calling on Nick Warren? Has he come to betray Farrelly? Listen at the same time tomorrow night for another chapter in this exciting story, The Grey Shadow.